Ottawa, Diaghilev is a joke. It's not even a real thing, Freedom Convoy organizer Tom Morozzo told the inquiry Wednesday into the use of the Emergencies Act. A Government of Canada lawyer questioned Morozzo about his relationship with Jeremy McInnes, who is currently at the Saskatoon Correctional Centre. McKenzie is accused of being the leader of Diaghilev, and a recent House of Commons report labelled Diaghilev as an ideologically motivated extremist group. He, McKenzie, is the creator of a fictitious meme on the internet known as Diaghilev, which I presume you're going to ask me about, said Morozzo, a 25-year veteran of the Canadian Armed Forces. The vice president of Diaghilev being a time-traveling, cocaine-addicted goat that is just an internet meme that has no meaning at all. Morozzo testified that the second time he spoke with McKenzie was when the Liberal government was debating whether or not they should use the Emergencies Act. They were citing this fictitious goat that time travels as justification for invoking the Emergencies Act. He added that McKenzie and his friends were laughing hysterically, showing clips of the government actually talking about Diaghilev as being a real thing. Everybody knew it was a joke, said Morozzo. He testified that he asked McKenzie to tell him everything there is to know about Diaghilev. He said, if you draw a diagonal line from Alaska, through Alberta, to Texas, it makes a diagonal line, and that's why it's called Diaghilev. They're the only states and provinces that don't have mask mandates. He used it as a joke. He made the symbol for Diaghilev in a second on his cell phone because it's a joke and it's meaningless. He, McKenzie, did it to attract attention for people to come to a barbecue and to have a lot of fun, where you know people wanted to have a barbecue without masks on, added Morozzo. And yet here he was watching members of Parliament and the Liberal Party actually seriously stating that the reason for invoking the Emergencies Act was because of Diaghilev. Like it was the most outrageous, ridiculous thing I had ever seen. The recent House of Commons report states that those in the group called Diaghilev consists of former Canadian Forces members who have real combat training and capabilities, and have grown increasingly radicalized. McKenzie was arrested last month by Nova Scotia RCMP and brought to Saskatoon to face charges of assault, pointing a firearm, using a restricted weapon in a careless manner, and mischief. McKenzie was wanted on a Canada-wide warrant since July on charges stemming from an alleged incident in November 2021. Saskatoon RCMP says that they received a report of an assault in the RM of Viscount in March. In July, police charged McKenzie with assault, pointing a firearm, using a restricted weapon in a careless manner, and mischief. In March, he was charged with harassment and intimidation in connection with a protest outside of the home of Nova Scotia's Chief Medical Officer of Health. On his website, McKenzie calls himself the Raging Dissent, and a comedian. Saskatchewan trucker spearheads Freedom Convoy. Chris Barber, an independent trucker from Swift Current, spearheaded the Freedom Convoy with fellow Ontario trucker Bridget Belton to protest the federal government's cross-border vaccine mandate that came into effect January 15, and meant that unvaccinated truckers would no longer be allowed to cross the border. Tamara Litch called Barber after the Freedom Convoy started and offered to help them, saying that she was a part of the 2019 United We Roll tour that saw truckers from Alberta protest in Ottawa. Barber accepted her offer to help, and Litch ended up being in charge of the convoy's fundraising efforts. The Saskatchewan government has standing at the inquiry into the Liberal government's use of the Emergencies Act. Lawyer Mike Morris, who represents the province, gave opening remarks at the EMA in Ottawa on October 13. He said that the Saskatchewan government was concerned that residents' rights may have been unnecessarily infringed by the feds invoking the Emergencies Act. Morris testified that the Trudeau government didn't discuss with Saskatchewan if the Emergencies Act should be invoked. The call was not so much about consulting as it was about telling, on Feb. 14, to stop the trucker and Freedom Convoy protests, the Liberal government declared a public order emergency under the Emergencies Act. This was the first time in Canada's history that the Emergencies Act had been invoked. Ontario Justice Paul S. Rouleau is presiding over the inquiry, which is expected to wrap up on November 25. Justice Rouleau's final report with findings and recommendations must be tabled in the House of Commons and Senate of Canada by February 20, 2023. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_escatedalJoy at glaciermedia.ca.